Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Against the grain.
Okay, Maggie, I'm going to start with a question for you in this Against the Grain.
Okay.
What do you... Cleveland's Kevin Stefanski, Indy's Frank Reich, the Chargers' Brandon Staley, Washington's Ron Rivera, Atlanta's Arthur Smith, all have in common, besides being good-looking fellas. How about the fact that none of them were playing in the wild card round, none of them were blown out in the wild card round, and we're not talking about how they should be fired. What do Mike McCarthy and Cliff Kingsbury have in common? They both had terrible outings in the wild card round. Lots of problems on both teams. Very, very disappointing. But it's like one of those things, you can't win if you're not nominated for a sports Emmy. I don't know if we're going to win one. It's a long way to go on that.
We're in week three.
It's almost as if these coaches are in a bad spot because they made the playoffs.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
These are standalone games, so everybody sits around and makes opinions on them that mean too much. We do it during the season. Every Monday and Thursday night game is a referendum. Mm-hmm. The same game happens at Sunday at 1 o'clock. We barely pay attention. But we have this issue now because of Twitter and instant reaction, and there's like seven different casts, Manning casts. They had Dan Orlovsky doing some ESPN Plus thing. There's 100 analysts. So everybody's watching that game, and they make way too big a deal of that. Cliff Kingsbury has been improving every year in the Cardinals. The dude won 11 games with an awful Arizona team. When he took over in 2019, they had just won three games. In typical NFL history, going from 6 wins to 8 wins to 11 wins, this is what you want to see from your coach.
It's called progress.
Now, you're seeing all these reports, headlines in the Arizona Republic. It's time to move on from Cliff Kingsbury. I have a friend in the league who said it could happen any day, possibly. I think they're going to hold on to him. Same thing with Mike McCarthy. The Dallas Cowboys won 12 games. I know that's inflated because of the NFC East. That's what you want to do, Maggie. You want to win 12 games. I just think...
Also, no one brought it up when Belichick was beating up on the AFC East all those years.
Yeah, or Peyton Manning with the Colts in the AFC South.
Yeah, good point.
Don't you want to see Cliff Kingsbury with all those weapons back together next year? Rondale Moore, his wide receiver, rookie wide receiver this year, get another year of experience. You get Christian Kirk, who played very well. You get Hopkins back. I don't know about AJ Green. Don't you want to see what he does one more year with that? And same with Mike McCarthy. That offense was amazing this year. I would love to see a completely healthy Dak Prescott and a completely healthy Ezekiel Elliott. But if you're going to start over a coach, I don't know what you have. If you bring in, say, Brian Flores, like a defensive coach, or our guy, Matt Eberflus, I don't think you want to start over. I think you want to give these guys one more year because they had so much regular season success. I just think we had... You know, it's just like one of those things. It's a Monday night game, and everybody's like, fire Cliff Kingsbury. Where did you stand on this issue?
Okay, I think it's admirable for you to stick up for the losers. I do. I think not enough people are giving voice to the losers, and they need a hero, and I think you are that hero for the losers.
Those are my people.
I'm glad you found your tribe. But the thing is about... Okay, you can look at it as, all right, at least they made the playoffs. But once you get to that big stage and you get not just beaten, exposed. See, that's where I might disagree with you. Like, I don't think that Cliff Kingsbury should be fired today, but I believe that he probably goes into next season already on the hot seat. Because they got to a wild card game, yes, congratulations. But this is not about participation trophies. When they got there, they got waxed. They weren't competitive last night. Mike McCarthy's team, the Dallas Cowboys, yes, you got to the playoffs. Good for you. You had a home wild card game against a team that was playing for their playoff lives the week before. And up until the fourth quarter, you had scored 7 points, and then your big plan at the end of the game was one where you look so woefully unprepared and discombobulated, you get exposed. See, like, that's the flip side of this coin is, like, yes, you get on the bigger stage and congrats, you've made it to the playoffs, but now you do have our attention, and what do you do with it? And those two teams were embarrassing.
So you're saying if they were both 9-8 and hadn't made the playoffs, then these guys wouldn't be on the same kind of hot seat. They're getting more scrutiny because of their success. That doesn't seem fair.
It's called expectations. Mm-hmm. And when the expectations go up, that's when you start to figure out like what teams are actually prepared and good and have crossed the T's and dotted the I's and which ones haven't. You know, we're not expecting, I'm not expecting a 9-8 team to be awesome. I was not expecting your Eagles to get anywhere near the Bucks. They made the playoffs, but I realized what it was. This is a team that basically was like rebuilding going into the year, and they overachieved. When the Cardinals got off to a 7-game winning streak, the expectations change. When the Dallas Cowboys have, you know, the type of weapons they have on both offense and defense, the expectations change.
Right, but the question is, what puts them in better position next year? Do you honestly think the Cowboys started over? They had Jason Garrett for a decade.
Yeah.
And this was a different team this year. So I think it puts them in the best position. I'm not sure who they're going to hire, but starting over doesn't make any sense. And I'm not sure it works.
You don't have to start over. To me, you have Dan Quinn, who's already in the building. This guy is like a really hot coaching candidate for all these other teams. I'm not saying you just want to go with the group think here, but if Mike McCarthy, do you actually think anything's going to change? That team was so unprepared for that offensive play, and he's the offensive side of the ball. You have to place blame somewhere. And I think that it's McCarthy, it's Dak Prescott, it's Kellen Moore, who, by the way, is like skating through all of this, that like he has no, but it's the head coach. And that was embarrassing.
There are 2,000 plays in a season, and you're going to make a referendum on Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy, and Dak Prescott because of one play at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying like that costs them the game. Do you realize that they had to hit a 40-yard pass?
It would have been a miracle, yes.
So it was setting up a Hail Mary, but everyone, that's going to be the final play. It was a stupid play. It was hysterical. It was maybe the funniest play in 10 years of NFL football. I loved it. But you can't judge where the franchise is going based on that. I mean, honestly, they could bring in a new guy. It's going to have the same problems with Jerry Jones. I feel like 12 wins is something to build off of.
Well,
and if you're looking at next year, when everyone's picking their picks, they're going to say, wow, that is by far the most talented team in the NFC East. We know they're well coached. They have good coordinators. That speaks to Mike McCarthy as well. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't see it that way. I think there is a lot of shine that's off the Cowboys now that might actually stay off them. Like, people have the fool me once, shame on me, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I knew I was going to butcher that as soon as it left my mouth. But
fool me twice. The Cowboys have been fooling the entire country for 15 years.
Well, see, that's the other part. I think there's a fed upness to the Dallas Cowboys right now where it's like nobody wants to fall for this again. And last year they didn't make the playoffs, so we didn't have the Cowboys to hype up. And so this year they did, and they fell flat, and it's just a reminder of all of the postseason, you know, letdowns from the last quarter century.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, in Philly, Andy Reid started losing some playoff games. You know, he didn't win a Super Bowl, and they got sick of him. And
how many division titles did he win?
Multiple.
Yeah.
The franchise suffered. They went to Chip Kelly. It was a mistake. I was thinking, remember the Chargers fired Marty Schottenheimer when he was 14-2. Now, they actually were still pretty competitive under North Turner afterwards, but it didn't serve them. I honestly think moving on is not always a panacea. Look at the Steelers. I mean, they could have moved on from Mike Tomlin and some playoff disappointments, but that would have been nuts. I think sticking with is underrated because when you're in the media, all you really, you know, you just want to fire everybody and start over every year, especially with a high profile team like the Cowboys. And this is another side topic. I think people have an issue with Cliff. They had an issue when he got hired. They deserved to get hired.
Mm.
He was a USC offensive coordinator. He did not win at Texas Tech. I think people thought he didn't belong to be a coach, and now they were just waiting to pounce. Then they saw him at the draft with his big house and his fancy Cliff. He goes to Vegas and parties.
So you're saying you think there's a bias against good-looking people?
Oh, absolutely. I've had it my whole life, Maggie. But I think this has a lot to do with...
It must be so hard for you.
I think a lot of experts thought it was a bad hire, and now they're just psyched about this.
I get what you're saying about like the schadenfreude or whatever,
yeah.
But I don't think that's necessarily what's happening here. I think that if that game last night had been 27-23, I don't think we're talking about it. They were down 21-0 before the Cardinals had a first down. And he's supposed to be the offensive guy. That's why. I don't think it's a greater commentary on he's an outsider or anything like that, because he's got a trend of, yes, they're getting better every year, but they're having that same end-of-the-year slide year after year after year. Mike McCarthy, you're having the same issues with clock management and whether or not your team is actually attention to detail buttoned up. It's happened in the past. It's not like these new things we're inventing. It's old things that are rearing its head.
But say he was an assistant coach and he took over one of the worst franchises and was building these wins. There's a narrative that he's like one of the more successful coaches in their franchise history. I think Cliff brings a lot of baggage.
I know, but there's a part of the NFL where, and like Belichick figured this out, not this year necessarily, but like it's not about September and October. You know, it's about December and January.
Do you realize this is the Cardinals, though? This is not the Patriots. They were not winning when Cliff got there.
I know. 3-13.
If I told you when the day he got hired that they were going to win 11 games in 2021 and you're going to want to move on from him, you would have thought I was insane.
That's true. Although life comes at you fast in the NFL. That's for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.